And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news in pop culture. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host who has a pussy on his lap, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Wow, what an intro. I'm doing okay this week. Work has been really, really boring, but I mean, I'm just pumped for the new additions to Disney Plus, you know what I mean? Know what I'm saying?
Yes, you must be talking about the new Disney Nature documentary Elephant with Meghan Markle.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I watched the first 10 minutes. Actually, no, I think I watched the first 2 minutes of the Meghan Markle documentary. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I was only listening to this to get a proper ranking of Meghan Markle's voice from a scale of 1 to 10 for sexiness. I have done my job. I can now continue watching Hell's Kitchen. So I stopped watching Meghan Markle.
Okay, so what is your rating?
It was not what I hyped it up in my head. I'm sorry to disappoint to all the Pop Topic family out there. Probably a 5 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah, I'd probably give Morgan Freeman a much higher sexiness ranking. He still gets my juices flowing.
Well, Morgan Freeman is just primetime sexy.
Yeah, it's hard to go against his voice. My girlfriend watched it with me, and she gave it a 1 out of 10.
Oh, she rated the sexiness, too.
And then she found out that I was going to mention it on the podcast, so she quickly changed it to 5 out of 10. And
you're
here
so
she
loud.
Is.
And you're here so is loud. She.
This is great timing.
I was being petty.
And here she is to remind me that it's now a 5 out of 10. But yes,
so we both gave
it a 5 out of 10.
I'm going to listen to this episode. Make sure you edited that.
Good. We could finally have more than 2 listeners.
Yay.
Gonna get 3.
Oh my god.
I knew the second I said 1 out of 10, she would have came running in.
Mm-hmm.
I like to picture my girlfriend has like a glass pressed up against the wall and she's listening in until I mention her name.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than watching 2 minutes of the Elephant documentary, it's been a relatively busy week. I am on day 5 out of 8 for working in a row, so it's been a very fun week.
At least you get some overtime.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I'm not complaining. I'm loving this week.
Right? Yeah, you'd be stupid to complain about overtime. Don't be stupid.
No, this has been a great week. The best week of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything new going on with your life, Alex?
Anything new? Just besides the usual stuff? Not really.
Yeah, usual stuff isn't new. That makes sense. Moving in, we have a bit of an update with Meghan again. Meghan and Prince Harry have announced in an interview that they were being exploited at the hands of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
So just classic stuff, just Meghan, Prince Harry really mending the bonds of the royal family. Alex,
yeah.
Every week the old and the dutiful is becoming more and more of a reality.
Right? Like, we should just sign ourselves up for producers right now.
Yeah, should we have a royal rumble literally and have the royal family just set aside their differences and just go for an all-out brawl. Winner, they get the throne.
I really, really love this idea of a royal family royal rumble. I'm down for this. I am down to be the bets maker too. Like, I'll be the guy running the bets.
Okay, so what's your bet? Who do you think would win in this royal rumble?
In this royal rumble? Oh, obviously Prince Harry. Easily Prince Harry. He was formerly in the military, man. It's Prince Harry all the way.
Oh, was he? I wasn't even aware of that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good bet.
See? Yeah, I got them pro picks.
Yeah, but my girlfriend said that Meghan Markle sounds like a guy from her voice. So do you think she also fights like a guy?
I mean, possibly.
Yeah, I wouldn't count Meghan out. I'm sure she's got some badassness in her. She's got this. I'll put my money on her. But yeah, you probably have the safe bet. Safe bet's putting some money on Prince Harry. Yeah. All right, so we do have a bit of news from movies out here, which I'm sure is a relief for Alex and everyone out there, we are going to have some movies coming out in 2020. It's not all over at this point. But for Black Widow, we finally have a new release date for this film.
Finally.
And yeah, finally. The movie is officially going to be released on November 6th of 2020. So we still are going to get that this year.
When did you say?
November 6th.
Oh my goodness, it's so late.
Yeah. Yeah, when I say movies are coming out in 2020, not for a while. We're not going to get much.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Soon. Yeah, so we're going to be getting that on November 6th. We'll be getting The Eternals now on February 12th on 2021. So that's no longer a 2020 film.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that I think we all saw coming. We also got a few more delays. All these announcements are from Disney's side of things. So they've kind of announced the new dates for most of their films. Mulan, fortunately, isn't going to be too late. It's July 24th.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, so that one was a huge relief. That was the movie I was really excited for. And that one will be coming 4 months later than planned, which, you know what? That's not too bad. I can handle that.
I'm reading this article now, and they have not released a release date for New Mutants.
Yes, I was going to save that for last. They've announced release dates for everything but New Mutants, which is just hilarious.
That poor movie. Just give it a break.
They must have done that for a joke. They must have been like, let's intentionally not give a date for this yet, just because everyone wants one. Nobody wants a date for the unnamed fifth Indiana Jones movie, but we will give it to them. It will now be out July 29th, 2022. They'll give us a date for that, but not New Mutants.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And then The French Dispatch, which was another film I was looking forward to this year. That's now moved to October 16th, so still this year.
Well, this year.
Exactly. I'm fine with those. And Fox's Free Guy movie is now going to be opening December 11th.
Oh, this just all makes me sad.
Yeah, so they're pushing everything back. Jungle Cruise was supposed to come out in July of this year, but it's now going to be July 30th of 2021. So that's no longer this year, which,
I wasn't super excited for that.
I was going to say, you know, it's Jungle Cruise. Nobody's, like, crying about that. But yeah, so we are getting a lot of pushback here. All the MCU films are getting pushed back by half a month.
Majorly pushed back.
Yeah, because Black Widow's pushed back half a month, and then it's kind of like a domino effect for every single one. So that's a bit of a bummer. But yeah, it's pretty much how everything is looking at the moment. But the good news, really, the one shining light, except for Mulan. I thought Mulan was good. But we also have, obviously, Frozen 2 came out to Disney Plus 3 months earlier. Pixar's Onward just came out during the time of recording today. But, you know, when the episode's released, it'll be
a few days
behind. But yeah, still pretty new. Within a week, it has just been released on Disney Plus, which was like 6 months earlier than it was supposed to. And they've just announced that the movie Artemis Fowl is just going straight to Disney Plus. It was originally a movie that was supposed to come out this summer in theaters, and they just looked at the film and thought, yeah, this isn't getting that much buzz. It's not going to be as big as we thought it was going to be. This is now a Disney Plus exclusive.
So basically, don't watch Artemis Fowl.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm actually kind of excited. I wasn't excited at all for it in theaters, but now that I know it's just a straight to Disney Plus exclusive, now it's just more exciting. This is a pretty good exclusive compared to, compared to Stargirl that they had. That was their last exclusive.
Haven't seen Stargirl? Don't plan on it.
Yeah, I would not plan on it. I wished I didn't plan on it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I actually think this is great. I think this is kind of what me and you were saying, right? I was saying they should have New Mutants as their Disney Plus exclusive. And what movie were you saying that they should just put straight online?
Probably New Mutants.
Yeah, so I was pitching for that. I still think New Mutants would be good for an exclusive, but I think Artemis Fowl might even be a better choice because I don't know anyone that was going to go to the theaters for it. So at least make it somewhat desirable now. I know a few people like you, and I'm interested for New Mutants, so that could make money in the theaters. So yeah, Artemis Fowl, chucking in Disney Plus. I think that's a smart call. I think streaming services should be doing this, looking at movies that would be really good for streaming right now, just to bring people in, because this is the year of streaming. You thought last year was, but that's all people can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just sad to know that if this didn't happen, I would have already seen Mulan and Quiet Place Part 2.
I know. Both of those movies would already be done.
Yeah, I would have already seen them. I would have been so much happier in that alternate universe.
Would have been prepping for Black Widow next. Oh, well, at least we know movies are on the way.
That's right. Really, the biggest thing that's happened since the coronavirus, and something we haven't talked too much about,
mm-hmm.
is the Tiger King.
Yeah.
A very big trending documentary for Netflix. I watched it the day it came out, or the day after. I watched it a day after when I heard all the hype for it, and I just binged it all in 2 days. And mm-hmm. the reason why I've been talking about it is because Alex hasn't seen it, and there's no point in talking about something that one of us hasn't even seen or know much about. But Alex, you just saw it.
Yeah.
Give me a one-word plot description of your feelings about that show.
A one-word?
Well, if you can't do it in one word, you don't have to.
Insanity.
That's a good word.
Yeah, that's a good word. Insanity.
So, a few days ago, I believe 5 days ago, the Florida police have announced that they are going to reopen the Don Lewis case.
Oh, yes, the Don Lewis case against Carol Baskins.
Yes, so Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared. No one knows what happened to him. And through the documentary of Tiger King, one episode focused on his possible murder by his ex-wife now, Carol Baskin. And so the Florida police, after a lot of backlash from the documentary towards Carol Baskin, have now reopened the case, because every single person that has seen this documentary believes she has done it.
Poor Carol Baskin. Like, just think about if she hadn't done it, like if she didn't do it, like obviously she did it, but just think about if she hadn't done it, then she's getting all this hate for nothing.
Either way, I do somewhat feel sorry for her, because it's either she didn't do it and every single person on the planet now thinks she's a murderer, or mm-hmm. she did do it, she got away with it. But then she thought, oh, okay, I'll do this documentary to, like, expose Joe Exotic, make everyone hate him more than they already do. I'll just, like, do this documentary just to shit on him. And it turns out that the documentary has now turned it on her and exposed a crime she possibly could have gotten away with. Alex, remember my 5-second rule for if you drop food, and then my 5-month rule for if you do something illegal and you get away with it?
Mm-hmm.
She should be fine. She pulled off the impossible if she made this murder, because this was a insanely clean, got away scotch-free murder, and it might just turn around on her now, just for wanting to shit on Joe Exotic in a documentary. Now this is completely turned on her.
Well, unfortunately for her, murder does not have a statute of limitations. A lot of things do, and a lot of things do have it at, like, 6 months. But murder? Unfortunately, yeah, she's kind of out of luck on that one.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, that was tongue-in-cheek. If you do murder someone, the 5-month rule for getting away with a crime does not apply to murder. If she did do this, she should get caught. It's just so funny to me how she thought she was doing this documentary just to shit on Joe. Yeah, screw that guy. Everyone's going to hate him. He tried to kill me. I'm a victim here. And then it turns out everyone loves Joe, despite the fact that he tried to murder someone. And we hate Carol Baskin just because she's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's so funny how someone like Joe, who walks around with a gun and does these insanely horrible things, I fucking love him. Everyone loves this guy. He's hilarious. And then Carol, who just goes, hey there, all you cool cats and kittens. We just hate this chick.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really much like her.
No, I love her, though. I love both of them. They're both my heroes. I just think it's so funny how this is reopened, and the police department has stated that they get about 3 messages from the public about, like, oh, I have proof that Carol did it. Like, they are just flooded in their inboxes about claims of proof of what Carol has done. So every day there's people going to the police and they're like, I want Carol's head on a pike. I got this. I got the proof. So, you know, a lot of people are after Carol Baskin right now. It's not looking too hot.
No, definitely not. As a karma was a theme in the TV show, and I feel like if she did do it, karma will rear its ugly head.
Now, I'm not a big fan of Carol, and I do think she murdered her husband, but I don't even think she should be the one that's in trouble right now. Are we forgetting Rob Lowe?
You mean Jeff?
Sorry, Jeff. I got it mixed up.
Forgot about the actor.
Rob Lowe. Forget about the actor, but let's go back to Jeff Lowe. Are we forgetting this dude? He was way worse.
That's one sneaky sumbitch.
Dude, Jeff Lowe was a scumbag. Somebody could murder 5 of their husbands, and he's still worse. So that guy was just the definition of the worst.
Oh, definition of an asshole.
Yeah, so I want people to start flooding the police department inbox with proof that this guy should go to jail. I should start sending them emails. This is my favorite part. I sent this link to you, Alex, where OJ Simpson has weighed in on this, where he goes, yeah, she definitely murdered her husband.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so if OJ Simpson could send a tweet saying, yeah, oh, Carol Baskin, 100% murdered her husband, then you know what? Maybe that's all the proof they need. The police just need OJ Simpson to stand up there and go, yeah, she did it.
Yeah, I mean, if OJ thinks it, then it's probably right.
Yeah, and then someone, whereas if you look at the link I sent you, someone responded to OJ's tweet and said, finally, a professional weighs in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know what? OJ, who needs a judge? Any murder trial should just go to OJ. He should be a new judge. It should be called Judge OJ. Judge Judy, her show's canceled, correct?
Mm-hmm.
She canceled her show a few months ago. This is the perfect time. Judge OJ, that could be the new show for all the seniors and children who are sick at home can watch in the middle of the day. Judge OJ, where he just sits there in court, listens to a murder trial, and as a professional expert he is, can decide whether or not that person did it. And then this should be the premiere episode of the new Judge OJ show of the mm-hmm. Carol Baskin case.
The Carol Baskin case on Judge OJ.
Yeah, Judge OJ. I think this is exactly what we need.
Get juiced with Judge OJ.
Yeah, that'll be what he says at the end of each episode. He'll be like, you murdered them with a tiger. You fed them to the tigers with some salmon oil. You just got OJ'd.
Oh my god.
Alright, so someone that may be entering prison, you know, one door opens, another door closes. 6ix9ine is now being released from prison.
Well, that didn't take too long.
No, they actually released him early because I believe he had asthma. Or he's just more accessible to the COVID-19. So since he was leaving shortly, I believe he had a few months left, the judge mm-hmm. ruled out that he can leave early just for his health. So I guess mm-hmm. the one person that is stoked about COVID-19 is 6ix9ine.
Man, COVID-19 got me out of jail, man.
COVID-16, so is that like the underage virus?
COVID, yeah, it's the lower grade COVID.
Yeah, that's the COVID you do not want to touch, or you join 6ix9ine in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, COVID-19, I guess that's a good enough reason for 6ix9ine to finally be released, which is great, because we need 6ix9ine right now. He needs to get on the Carol Baskin case, and he needs to expose what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want him to come up on the Judge OJ episode and just call out the secrets that Carol Baskin has kept. That woman has definitely fed her husband to a tiger.
You know what? 6ix9ine should rap a song about that.
About Carol Baskin?
Yeah.
Should he sing Doe Exotic's song about her feeding the tiger? Should he do like a remake for it?
Oh, absolutely. I would not be surprised if some of those Joe Exotic songs get remade.
Let's get Joe Exotic out of jail. Forget about hashtag expose Baskin. Let's bring back hashtag free Joe Exotic so we can get the moment we all need, which is 6ix9ine and Joe Exotic collabing for a song together.
I would pay multitudes of money for that.
Now, as someone that doesn't like music, I have a confession to make, Alex. For the last week and a half, I have been listening to Joe Exotic's music in the background.
Okay.
Especially the one where you feed, especially the song of her feeding her husband to a tiger. That's my favorite.
Yeah, my favorite are the music videos for those.
Well, the music video is the best. How he found someone that looks exactly like Carol Baskins, and then she has like a platter with a bunch of cold cut meat and a mannequin head on top of all the meat. And this Carol Baskin lookalike is feeding the cold cut to the tigers. That is a visual I just want to keep forever. I genuinely thought that was Carol Baskin until, you know, the interview.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We got another story here for celebrities, and that is The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yes, Jungle Cruise has been pushed back a year. But what has been pushed back is The Rock still making some news. You know, he's the hero we all need. And There was just a video released of him singing the Moana song that his character sang, I've come to say you're welcome, to his daughter as he's washing her hands.
Welcome. I'm down for that. I you know what? I'm going to do that next time I wash my hands.
Well, shouldn't you be washing someone else's hands and you say, I've come to say you're welcome?
I mean, that would be a little bit awkward, but I could see it happen.
What if you washed your cat's hands and you sing the song to it?
Yeah, that might work.
Perfect. Now, I was thinking, and I've come to say you're welcome, is that really that good of a song to sing when you're washing your hands? Like, could we think of a better Disney song to go viral for washing your hands?
I'll make a man out of you.
Yes, that's a good one, because we need to remind people that it is unmanly to have dirty hands.
Exactly.
At this time of need, the manly thing to do is to have clean hands. That's not bad. Yeah, we want to do a song that makes you feel like you're doing something right. So that is a good call. Now, could we sing A Whole New World? Because that's what we're hoping for if everyone washes their hands.
Yeah, we could do that. But don't you dare close your eyes.
We got Hakuna Matata, Means No Worries.
Oh, yeah, of course. Who could forget that one?
But I think the worst song to sing when washing your hands would be Let It Go.
Why? Because people find that song so annoying? Or is it just because it's telling people just let it go?
Yeah, just because it's sending the message for people to let it go. That's the bad part. I completely disagree with you, though. Let It Go is not annoying at all. I love that song. I still like it.
You still like Let It Go?
I would still listen to Let It Go over any of the new Frozen 2 songs.
That is true. I mean, Let It Go is classic compared to those new ones.
Yeah. So even if it's a little annoying, it still doesn't, at least it's something. Those other songs are just noise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we got one more story here, and that is the film Little Women. I don't know how this just popped up now when Little Women was in theaters in December, but I believe it's because the digital copy is out. Don't quote me on that, because I know the DVD isn't out yet, so maybe that's not the case. But either way, someone has recently seen the Little Women film again, the one that came out in 2019 in December, and they noticed that in one of the scenes there is not just a water bottle in the background, but also a hydro flask.
Oh, yeah, I notice it. This is Game of Thrones all over again.
Which is why I brought it up. Like, it's nothing crazy, but Exactly. This is Game of Thrones all over again. And that's why I want to bring it up, because a little insider scoop here. I was working on making a podcast about telling stories and about telling trending news stories that have to do with film and television shows. And the reason why this podcast got kickstarted so quickly when I was working on it was because of the Game of Thrones trending water bottle story. And I just sat there going, I don't see any podcasts talking about how freaking hilarious this is and how everyone's talking about it. We need to like start making a podcast that does crap like this. And the week after is when we started. So we didn't talk about the water bottle. That's why we started a week afterwards. And just listen to the story. I went, this is the same freaking thing. Not at, like, people weren't losing their minds as much. I remember Game of Thrones, people were angry. I think we just wanted to find a reason to hate that season.
Oh, I think people did.
Yeah, there were many other reasons to find stuff to hate about it. But yeah, people did not like the water bottle. It's so funny now, because this little woman one, it's just funny. People are like, oh, that's so funny how there is a water bottle in the Victorian times, a hydro flask in Victorian times. That's so funny. That's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, that's adorable.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, that's adorable. That's such a funny mistake, which is so hilarious. Because in Game of Thrones, people were like, unbelievable, Starbucks cup in a scene?
Yeah, I think they just wanted to find some reason to be mad at the TV show.
It's so funny, the difference, because Game of Thrones Season 8 was such disappointment, and Little Women 2019 version was such a breath of fresh air for a Victorian-era style film. Like, it was just such a really fun version of that style. So the difference is, oh, people love this movie, so why hate on a mistake? That's just a funny mistake. Oh, Game of Thrones, that's the worst.
Yeah, like, even it out, guys, come on.
Like, when I saw this story, I went, oh, man, Andrew's not going to like this. It's going to be everyone hating on her favorite movie of the year. It's going to kill her. But no, this is just all fun and games, you know, all giggles, no big deal. Yeah, I am buying this movie, you know, eventually. I'll watch it probably during, like, I'll probably buy it in November and watch in December with Andrew's family when we go down to visit. And mark my words, I will keep an eye out for this hydro flask. I want to see how obvious it is in the scene. I really hope, though, they didn't, like, remove it before the DVD comes out, because it is coming out in a few weeks. So this is the perfect time for them to have, they got 3 weeks to edit this out. It's hot right now. They know people are going to be looking for it when they buy the DVD, and they want to kind of remove, they could get away with it.
I hope they don't.
Do you think they should have just the you can buy the DVD and you can buy the Blu-ray, and that is the hydro flask removed, or you could pay the extra $10 to get the 4K HD movie, and that has the hydro flask to force people to pay extra to get it?
Oh, I'd pay that extra $10 to see that hydro flask, man.
That would piss me off, but they should do it. They should. I want them to piss me off. I want them to make that executive decision, because that'd be hilarious if they force me, because I will pay 10 extra bucks to get the hydro flask.
I was going to say, Quentin wants me to piss off.
Yeah, I want you to piss me off, little woman. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. The Hydro Flask, Little Woman should be coming out in 3 weeks. So keep your eye out for when the Hydro Flask is on the screen. All right, Alex, let's move it on to sports here. It's going to be a relatively short podcast. What do we have going on?
I've got no sports.
Is insanity.
Yeah, I know. No sports. Welcome to COVID-19, boys and girls. No sports. I had a rewind story, but I kind of want to save it for a later date because food is here and I really want to eat my food.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. All right. Let's save the rewind story for next week then.
I'll do two rewind stories next week.
Perfect. And yeah, this is also a short time period for us because we record the last podcast pretty late and this one pretty early. So we should have more stories next week. I'll be looking out for some more hydro flasks and some films.
Yeah, crossing fingers.
All right, well, until next week. You can check out my Instagram where I will be recording a video of me washing my roommate's hands, singing to him, "Be Our Guest." I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex, and you can catch me rewatching Tiger King again so I can get as much information on this Carol Baskin person as possible and find her guilty of all charges. And I have no idea where I'm going with this, so just pretend I'm washing hands. La 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 la.